Welcome to this ASN Kidney 360 podcast. I'm Michelle McCricky, a professor in the Department of Medicine, Division of Nephrology at Montefiore Medical Center and Albert Einstein College of Medicine in Bronx, New York. I'm joined by Vandana Nayyar, who is a professor in the Department of Medicine, Division of Nephrology at the Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta, Georgia. Today, we'll discuss our article entitled Implementation of an Electronic Catheter Checklist in Hemodialysis. These are the results of a pilot quality improvement project, which are published in Kidney 360 this April.
Thank you, Michelle, and thank you for the invitation. Michelle, would you please walk us through the rationale for developing an electronic catheter checklist for outpatient hemodialysis units?
Well, Vandana, the CDC has developed a list of 9 core interventions shown to prevent bloodstream infections in hemodialysis. Performing catheter care observations is one of the core interventions. The CDC currently provides these audit tools on its website to print for use in dialysis facility for the QAPI meetings. We developed an electronic catheter checklist, which is formatted for easy access with a mobile device. We propose that streamlining the processes could increase uptake of this very important intervention. The purpose of this study was to determine the feasibility of implementing an electronic catheter checklist in outpatient hemodialysis facilities. Vandana, can you please describe the main features of the electronic catheter checklist we developed?
Absolutely. So this tool was developed using Google Forms and was downloaded on tablets. There were 3 electronic checklists that were based on the CDC's current audit tools, which included catheter connection, catheter disconnection, and exit site care. There was also a pilot implementation guide, and pre- and post-pilot surveys were created to assess the patient's baseline knowledge of catheter care, as well as to obtain feedback from the staff about the tool. The patient education videos about hand hygiene, catheter-associated infections, and catheter care technique were also included in these tablets. Michelle, would you share the main observations from your study?
Certainly. Thank you, Vandana. The pilot data were collected from January through March 2020 at 7 participating facilities. 4 were in Georgia, 2 in New York, and 1 in North Dakota. A total of 975 individual catheter observations were performed in 176 patients. Most individual catheter care steps were performed correctly. Specific steps in which there were lapses in technique were 1, allowing for appropriate antiseptic dry time, 2, avoiding contact after antisepsis during exit site care, and 3, having the staff remember to apply antibiotic ointment to the catheter exit site. In the pre-pilot survey, most patients rated their knowledge of the protocol for catheter procedures as a 3 out of 5 or average. Use of the electronic catheter checklist facilitated patient engagement with staff and was overall preferred over paper checklists. The educational video content was also a unique learning opportunity for both patients and staff. So, Vandana, can you please share some of the challenges in performing the electronic checklist?
So the major challenge that was cited by team leaders was the additional staffing time that was required to perform frequent observations. Though the team leaders did enlist other hemodialysis staff to perform observations, they were limited by 2 things. Number 1, the number of iPads, and number 2, the frequency of observations. For us, a majority of our patients use Tecoderm that's only changed once a week. This meant that the staff had to be very intentional in their process, especially if there were multiple patients with CVC dialyzing at the same time. Their suggestions for optimizing future use of the electronic catheter checklist were 1, to limit these observations to a monthly schedule. 2, to recruit multiple staff members to share the responsibility for performing these audits. And 3, to provide adequate electronic equipment to perform observations. In conclusion, the use of an electronic catheter checklist was preferred over existing paper audit tools as it minimized a step in the process. The staff member doing the audit could directly enter the information into the database. This provided aggregated real-time data, which could be shared during the facility QAPI meetings. An additional unique aspect of this tool is the incorporation of the patient voice. in the form of educational videos that were made available to both the patients and the staff. The mirror was extremely helpful as a tool for both patients and staff and allowed them to visualize all the steps. Adequate support for hemodialysis staff and protection of their time to perform these observations are necessary to prevent task stacking and to improve catheter care overall. Thank you very much for listening and for joining Michelle and I for this Kidney 360 podcast. Thank you.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.